Simeon, the Sorcerer's Son. Simeon and the woodcutter were brought up from Baron Croker's dungeon to face the evil toad himself.
"Now then, wizard," snarled the Baron. "Use the spells in this book of yours to make this worthless woodcutter twice as tall. And no tricks, or I'll have you both thrown from the highest tower in my castle."
He rubbed his hands and thought to himself,
"If the boy's magic works, he can make me tall and handsome. But let him experiment with the woodcutter first."
Simeon found the right spell in his book of magic. "Oh dear," he thought, "this is going to be difficult." The spell was long and complicated, and judging by the gaps in his awful writing, there was quite a lot missing. Simeon gave a cough and read out the magic words.
Lavender and lemon, beauty and balm, gossamer and velvet, and you'll ne'er come to harm.
All eyes were fixed on the woodcutter, waiting for him to grow tall and handsome. Suddenly the spell worked, but not quite as Simeon had intended. The guards stood staring at the Baron. They just could not believe their eyes. Baron Croker had been quite short to begin with, but now he'd shrunk to the size of a mouse. Toads came running from all over the castle to see what had happened to their leader. He hopped about among their boots, speechless with rage and spluttering,
"Revenge! Revenge!"
In the confusion, Simeon and the woodcutter saw their chance.
"Quick!" cried Simeon. "We've got to find the castle gate before they miss us."
Tired and breathless, they reached the castle entrance. But the great doors were bolted shut.
Oh, can't you open them with magic?"
"Too late," gasped Simeon,
hearing shouts and running footsteps.
"Up these stairs, quick! There must be another way out of here."
But the stairs came out at the top of a high tower. They were trapped. They could hear the guards clattering up the stairs towards them.
"Oh, I'll have to try magic now," cried Simeon. "It's our only chance."
He flicked through his book and came to a blotted and scribbly spell entitled Magic Carpets.
"This had better work, or we're done for."
Crossing his fingers and taking a deep breath, Simeon read out the magic words.
"Fly's wings, frog's toes, snake's skins and spider's web, stir them together and go to bed."
There was a flash of red, and out of thin air, a magic carpet appeared. But once again, Simeon's magic was not perfect. The carpet was no bigger than a man's handkerchief.
"Oh, it's not big enough to sit on," said Simeon. "But it's better than nothing."
"Let's see if it can fly."
They grabbed the little carpet tightly, and Simeon commanded it to fly.
"Fly!"
To his great surprise, and just in the nick of time, they found themselves soaring into the air, high above the castle turrets. Soon they left the castle far behind them, but they were skimming dangerously close to the treetops of the forest.
"I think we're too heavy for this little carpet,"
yelled Simeon, and they felt the leaves brushing their legs.
"Look out!"
yelled the woodcutter, but it was too late. The little carpet crashed headlong into a tree. Simeon and the old man fell head over heels through the branches below. Luckily, the leaves broke their fall, and they landed at the bottom of the tree.
"We're right at the edge of Croker's Forest," cried the old woodcutter. "We've made it!"
"Ah, that'll teach the Baron not to fool around with a real wizard," laughed Simeon, picking himself up. "Come on, let's get out of this rotten forest."
Eventually, they reached a crossroad, and the old man said,
"Goodbye, Simeon, and thank you for everything."
"Bye, and please don't tell anyone about our adventure. My father might find out."
It was late afternoon when Simeon got back to his father's tower. He just had time to go up to his room and hide his spell book before dinner. After the meal,
His father leaned back in his chair and began to recount one of the great adventures he had had during his life as a wizard. It was a long story, full of evil and magic and great escapes.
"And when you grow up, Simeon," said Wizard Walberg finally, "and I've taught you all my magic, you'll have adventures just as exciting as mine, won't you?"
But no answer came. Simeon sat slumped in his chair, fast asleep. Thank you.